From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The administration of President Joe Biden announced January 26 that states would be receiving 16% more coronavirus vaccine each week, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was very happy about that, reacting on MSNBC.
The governor's just had a call organized through the National Governors Association with Jeff Zients, who's counselor to the president, and he heads the COVID-19 task force, Dr. Walensky from the CDC, General Perna. And it is very good news from our point of view, from the governor's point of view. The allocation will go up 16%, but even more importantly, we can count on that allocation for the next 3 weeks. We've been going week to week, and you really can't plan and schedule when you don't know what you're going to get next week.
Even before the national announcement, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan told the Daily Freeman that his county received its largest shipment yet of COVID-19 vaccine this week, 1,500 doses. Ryan said that 400 frontline workers, first responders, and teachers will get doses this week in Kingston's high school, Kate Walton Fieldhouse. 700 senior citizens will receive shots at pharmacies and houses of worship, and 400 will go to healthcare workers. More vaccine can't come soon enough there, as 64 Ulster County residents have died from coronavirus this month. Ryan said, and I quote, "We just cannot allow us to have another month in February that has the same level of loss. We have to act more aggressively," end quote. There were 94 new COVID-19 cases announced January 26 in Ulster County. There were 4 more deaths and 23 new COVID-19 cases in Columbia County and 14 new cases in Greene County January 26. There were 83 new cases and another death announced January 26 in Rensselaer County, and Albany County reported 150 more cases and 3 more deaths. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Athens Fire Chief Wayne Butterworth said prompt action by employees at Peckham Industries in Athens stopped the fire before it went out of control January 25th. Butterworth said approximately 2:25 p.m. Monday, Greene County 911 sent the Athens and West Athens Lime Street Fire Companies to Peckham Terminal on Union Street after the company reported a liquid asphalt tank was on fire with flames and black smoke showing. Before firefighters arrived, an alert employee took action and shut down the affected equipment, thereby extinguishing the fire, Butterworth said. The blaze was located in the exhaust system. The chief said no injuries occurred during the incident. Liquid asphalt cement is a refined petroleum product that gives blacktop its characteristic color, according to Peckham Industries website. Peckham operates 3 liquid asphalt terminals in Athens, the Bronx, and Bridgeport, Connecticut. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise that a 4.4 megawatt solar farm is likely coming to Thompson's Lake Road in Knox, and some nearby residents are worried about the value of their property once it's built, as well as the impact project might have on a nearby resident with cerebral palsy. The project, overseen by RIC Energy, was conditionally approved by the Town Planning Board January 14th. The 22-acre project will require approximately 3 months of construction beginning in May. Despite the required removal of more than 18 acres of trees, the planning board found there would be no significant adverse impact on land, water quality, community character, and soil erosion, among other things. Al Gage of Whipple Road lives next door to the project site. The solar array will stand 250 feet from his back door and 60 feet from his property line. Gage said, and I quote, "This is way too close for comfort," end quote. He is especially worried about how the construction will affect the health of his 21-year-old daughter, who has cerebral palsy. The Gages are also concerned about their property value, as are other property owners in the area. When granting its initial approval of the solar facility site plan, the Knox Planning Board set a number of conditions. Three must be met before construction is to start, and an additional four requirements must be satisfied before the farm can begin operations. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Tony Dobrowolski is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The Berkshire Hills Bank Corp has appointed Nitin J. Mahanty, president and CEO of the holding company and CEO of Berkshire Bank, the board of directors has announced. Mahanty's appointment is effective Friday, January 29th. Sean Gray, who has served as acting CEO since August, will remain with the company as bank president and chief operating officer. Mahanty said in a statement, and I quote, "I am humbled and honored to join Berkshire on its 175-year banking journey and to be the first CEO hired from outside the bank since its transformation to a public company in 2000, end quote. With 25 years of experience in both community and global banking, Mahanty most recently served as executive vice president of community banking at Webster Bank, headquartered in Waterbury, Connecticut. He was a member of the bank's executive team and led its consumer and business banking businesses. Before joining Webster, Mahanty served more than 13 years at Citigroup. He was the chairman of the board of the Consumer Bankers Association from 2019 to 2020, and he currently serves on the board of Junior Achievement of Southwest New England. Berkshire Bank maintains locations in Chatham and Hudson. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.